After 3 days of searching a murky lake in San Bernardino, California, the FBI has recovered no items linked to its investigation on that terror attack. CNN correspondent Ana Cabrera is with me now. So, Ana, have investigators given up on finding that missing hard drive?
No, Fred, they are still hoping to find the missing hard drive. That seems to be a crucial part of their investigation. However, we are told, according to my colleague Evan Perez, talking to law enforcement investigators who confirmed that they just didn't find it in the lake, they are still trying to get some of the data that was on that hard drive by working with internet service providers who keep records of internet activity linked to specific IP addresses that they can trace them back to the killers. So that is one option in terms of trying to put together the killer's digital footprint, Fred.
All right, so let's now focus on the female shooter, Tashfeen Malik. The New York Times reporting that she posted on social media that she supported jihad and wanted to take part in it. And U.S. Background checks, according to the New York Times reporting, did not pick up on that because the protocol doesn't include checking on social media. What more are you learning about that scenario?
Law enforcement officials have told CNN that Malik made it through at least three background checks or security screenings prior to getting her visa, and there simply were no red flags even as she went into the interviews with the U.S. consulate. And so that is why she was able to come to the U.S. without being questioned about jihadist leanings, and again without having her social media account looked at because it just wasn't part of the process for this fiancé visa. But according to the New York Times, now in retrospect, as investigators are going back and trying to get more information about these killers and who they may have been communicating with, the New York Times is reporting that American law enforcement officials have found out in the open social media postings in which she says she supports jihad and that she wants to participate in it. And in fact, according to the New York Times, she made no effort to hide these views. Now, again, everything is 2020 when you look back. In hindsight, law enforcement officials have told CNN that in the past few months they've started looking at social media as part of the screening process for people who are applying to get visas from particular countries, but it just wasn't happening at the time when Malik applied for her visa and then ultimately came into the U.S. in July of 2014, Fred.